Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
For those of you on the video, can you see my pocket square? Yes, I've got my pocket square ready for tonight because I'll be seeing Paul Anka at the Mohegan Sun Arena. Show starts at 8. I'll be there. Will you? Let me tell you, I saw Paul for the very first time last November, and I was blown away at how moving he is in person, in performance. I mean, he wrote My Way for Frank Sinatra, okay? And he rose to fame in the 1950s in the rock and roll era with songs like Diana. But there is way more to him musically and in terms of his repertoire, but also his stage presence. It's almost like each song is a story, and you can feel that story the way he tells it with his hands and with his face. And there's this one song, it's a Cats in the Cradle type song called Papa that he wrote about coming of age, losing your parents. You become a parent, you experience that cycle of life and that circle of life. And the way he told it, I swear, there was a little tear coming out of his eye. And I'm hard to move, but he moved me, you know. And so I really can't wait for that show again. Tonight at 8 o'clock at the Mohegan Sun Arena, I'll be there. And my pocket square will be there, so I hope you'll be there as well. As we continue with our Spotlight Connecticut headlines, this is a headline sent in by a listener named Colleen. And Colleen is a very loyal listener of mine. She loves WTIC. She's a big fan of mine and Spotlight Connecticut. And I'll tell you how you can get a hold of me in a moment, just like Colleen did. But she writes to let me know that if you're not doing anything next weekend, the Schola Cantorum Choir of the Sacred Heart Church in Bloomfield has a performance of sacred songs during the evening of Friday, June 7th, starting at 7 p.m. Then on Saturday, June 8th, you can attend a family festival that starts at 11 in the morning and goes until 2 in the afternoon. Both are free. We love that in the radio world. F-R-E-E. And for more information, all you've got to do is pick up the phone and call 860-242-4142. That is the Sacred Heart Church on Wittenberry Avenue in Bloomfield. 860-242-4142. Next Friday evening, a concert. And then on Saturday, a day to get together with family and friends. I think that we do need more of that in today's era, more community, more love for our brothers, our sisters, our family, our friends. And another thing that I want to mention, a programming note. Next weekend on Spotlight Connecticut, the Avon-based Casey Sisters are back. They're going to come on to talk about their new album, Cool Summer. The title track, which is Cool Summer, was released Friday along with a music video. And if you want to hear that, you could just go to YouTube, type in Cool Summer by the KC Sisters. That's the letters K and C. Easy way to get in touch with me, Morgan, on social media at MC News Talk, at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hey, everybody. This is Jimmy Bell. I play lead guitar for Autograph and House of Lords. I'm from Wethersfield, Connecticut, and I am listening to Spotlight Connecticut with my good buddy, Morgan Cunningham.
We love you, Jimmy. He's got a show coming up in Danbury I'll talk about in an upcoming program, and that's a show that you're not going to want to miss. A lot of music talk today, but our primary focus, our primary guest is Mike McGarry, who is in Hartford, and he does a little bit of everything in Hartford. He's just an overall Hartford community guy, and he's talking with us throughout the hour today about Hartford Blooms, the garden tours that he's hosting, the 10th anniversary of them, starting today and going until next weekend, June 9th. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Morgan. Thanks for calling.
Good to have you on. Always good to chat with you, and this time talking about Hartford Blooms. Now, Mike, if you could start off with just a basic example of what this is all about, a basic definition, what is Hartford Blooms?
Well, it's a series of citywide garden tours. We go in every nook and cranny all over the city. It's a beautiful city. A lot of things people don't realize are they pass by every day, and if they looked around the corner, they'd say, oh, boy. So anyway, we opened that over the last 10 years. You know, this all started with a trip to Ireland, Mayor Mike.
Ireland, of all places?
Yeah, you're a little young to know Mayor Mike. I don't know if you know him personally, but you know his history. I was on the city council with him. And back in 1994, we went to a little town called New Ross, County Wexford, where the Kennedys came from, Kennedy family. Anyway, we went over there. As you're driving around Ireland, we were amazed. I said, look at this. Wow. They had what was called, of all things, the Tidy Town Contest. Now, you go into a pub and you hear them arguing, ah, big crackhead, huh, you brought in a ringer. You don't know how to do that. Oh, no, my wife's a real good carpenter, you know. So Ireland was just overflowing. So I said to Mike, hey, Mikey, Hartford's boring. Look at these little towns in Ireland. Why can't we do that? So he turned to me and said, okay, your job. Like you got to do it. So I turned to my wife and I said, what are we going to do now? So as we went along talking about it, she came up with the idea of Hartford Blooms. The idea, the first year, was pots, big flower pots, still all over the city now. Back then, they were to honor, in 1995, soldiers of World War II. Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of World War II. And Marines, and I was a Marine. So we had them supported. You put like John Smith, Okinawa, on the pot. That was the beginning of Hartford Blooms. So after 20 years of it, it worked. If you look around Hartford now, businesses, public buildings, homes, with Knox being the pusher of all this, Knox Inc., there's flowers all over the place. Started with Hartford Blooms. So 10 years ago, we did Ashley Street. Street like owned for many, many years, the home streets, and my boys grew up on Ashley Street. He took all these homes on Ashley Street, which had been renovated, and did the whole street. He took a street that people are a little leery about walking on and made it a tourist attraction. And one day, a little over 10 years ago, that was the beginning of Hartford Blooms. And now it's a series of tours over the, all those places, all around town, and show people Nixon, buildings they know well, buildings they've never seen. Gardens they might have driven by, they can walk through. We call it architecture, history, and gardens, all mixed in, because they are all mixed in. So that was the beginning of it.
Sounds like a really humble beginning, if I may say.
Nothing was humble about the beauty of Ireland. every time you turn a corner, you see a beautiful little cottage that we picked up on. No, it wasn't humble at all when we did Ashley Street. You ought to see what we did. And one day, with the help from the Hartford, we turned around and took care of it. Now, with the help of the Garvey Foundation, out of the Hartford, Richard Garvey Foundation, out of the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving, they give me a little resources to work with to get this started. Then we go around and we bring people up to hop on the bus. So let me tell you about some of the tours. Are you ready?
What's coming up tomorrow on the tour? Because I think you've got at least two that I see on the schedule happening tomorrow, Sunday, June 2nd.
Yes. We have Sunday, June 2nd. We're going to be in Parkville. We have the one tour on Sunday, June 2nd. There's we were going to do another one, but there's a big event at the cathedral where we park, so we're going to pass that by. We're just going to do one on Sunday, Parkville. You know, Parkville, a lot of people could buy it or occasionally may stop at Parkville Market. Boy, oh boy, there's a lot going on in Parkville. Knox itself is there with its big three-acre complex, which we'll see. Across the street, there's Park Place Towers. Has a big pond, almost a lake, right in the middle of the city. And then walk around the lake, it's terrific. And it's wow, this is right in the middle of the city. I can't believe it. It's like Central Park, right in the middle of Hartford, a place you would never imagine because the highway goes by and you look around a lot of buildings near Pope Park. You go by there. And then we go to Parkville Market, hands down Hartford, the Portuguese shops, a whole lot of things in Parkville that people get a real kick out of. Now, that's Sunday. And then we skip all the way to Wednesday. Now, I don't know if you've read the acquaintance of Bill Hosley. There's a lot of great historians around town. The Grants.
There are a ton in Hartford.
Yeah, and Hartford in the area. And then Bill Foudy, who died, sad to say, some time ago, ran the old State House. Now, Bill Hosley's kind of the last of the historians who really knows Hartford. He knows the Colts so well. The Colts, he wrote this big book about it about 30 years ago. He's going to take us Wednesday to historic cemeteries. And we have some people who like cemeteries because they're so historic and so beautiful. There's a whole, back in the Victorian era, there was a whole idea of making like park-like settings for cemeteries, and we've got them all over Hartford. Well, Bill's going to take us around and explain these wonderful cemeteries and the history behind them and the wives and the wherefores. And I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to that. I've never been able to go on one of Bill's tours like that. He's so knowledgeable and so
So this is a first, you're saying?
Yeah, this will be June 5th. We'll be going to historic cemeteries in the morning.
Wednesday, June 5th, 10 in the morning until noon. Hartford Blooms tour, speaking, by the way, with Mike McGarry in historic cemeteries. Cemeteries, they have such a macabre vibe to them. People kind of cast them away as this, oh, you know, you don't want to go to a cemetery, right? That's where we're going to end up one day. You know, that's the thinking that some people have about cemeteries. But you can actually learn a bit at a cemetery.
Oh, Hartford, the cemeteries in Hartford, starting with the old Cedar Hill, the ancient burial ground, North Cemetery. There are people who are world famous. The Colts, for example, are the people who actually put Hartford together in the ancient burial ground. All kinds of adventurers and explorers, adventurers, people who innovators. Worldwide names came to Hartford and ended up in Hartford for a long time. So anyway, now that's a very interesting tour.
You know that there are actually people out there graving as their hobby, as weird as that may sound, but they actually try to take in sightings of gravestones, pay their respects to certain people in history or maybe entertainment history. You know, there is a level of attraction there.
Oh, yeah, and it's considered open space, too. You know, these very large cemeteries we have in Hartford give us acres and acres of open space. When you go to the soldiers' field, right up in the north end there, right off of, right behind the park up there, right behind, right over the Windsor Line, there's a soldier cemetery, which is heartbreaking when see all the young men that passed away. So anyway, that's that. And then we go on to quite a tour of Coatesville, talking about Bill Hosley. You know, every time you drive by that, up down going down 91, you see that huge 660,000 square feet of factory. 660,000 square feet of factory.
Incredible.
And it's in the area. It's called the Colt Empire. Sam and Elizabeth Colt built an empire in that whole area. It had everything you needed back then, back in the 1840s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right up till now, actually. But back then, they had greenhouses, they had cattle, they had wheat fields, all literally between Hartford itself and the river. And they built their own dike, and there's story after story after story of the Colts. It was really her that did a lot of it. Colt's the guy who thought up the idea, of course, to repeat the Colt 45 and all the other Colt products, not just the guns, although did you know the Gatling gun was made in Hartford?
Did not know that.
You see all those old movies, remember, you may be too young, those old movies where the Gatling shoot the poor Indians. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've heard those bits. I have.
Yeah, and then so, and plus Colt made a lot of different things, interchangeable parts. A strange story that most people don't know.
Well, really renovated, really revolutionized how guns were made.
And more than guns. Oh, lots of stuff. Here's a story you probably don't know. There's Potsdam Village down there, a little area. These houses look like they came out of a picture of a Swiss village.
It's not named after Potsdam, New York, is it?
No, Potsdam, Europe.
Okay.
I think Potsdam changed countries after a while. It was two or three different countries. I don't know all the history of Potsdam, but I know it was on that part of Germany, Poland, Russia. I all mixed in and out. Anyway, they made furniture from willow trees in Potsdam Village area. He was over there. He was acquainted with the Tsar and several Tsars. One of them, he was very friendly with and sold a lot of guns to Russia and other things. That's why you see that dome on the highway, because he was infatuated with Russia way back then. And they were trading partners, and, you know, so he got to be...
Hard to even imagine that in 2024.
Yeah, well...
And, you know, and if somebody were to erect something like that at this point in time, you'd be answering some tough questions.
Yeah, well, I once saw a pistol made for one of the czars. This fellow I met gave it to the whole Colt idea. The guy with him said, look, you get millions for that gun. He said, no, I've made my living my whole life on Colt pistols and rifles and other things. That this should not be stored in someone's closet somewhere, someone's safe. So when they finally do the national park, as you know, they're making a national park out of Colt. Anyway, so let's go back to Potsdam Village. He went to Potsdam and saw that they had making willow furniture out of willow trees. He had been smart enough to plant a whole bunch of willows all along the dike that protected him from the raging Connecticut River in flood time. And they were huge. The trees grew like weeds, I guess. Great big trees. So he brought in immigrants from Potsdam and other places that made willow furniture. He built a little village in his village, a little village with a brass band and restaurants, beer halls, the whole bit, and a factory making willow furniture from these huge willow trees that were on his property, which, of course, protected the factory and all that. So Colt was a very innovative guy. But he died in 1862. Then his wife took over. And then Colts burned down, Confederates burned down a good chunk, not all of it, but a good chunk of Colts factory complex at the time. It was rebuilt. And when it rebuilt it, she did many things to honor him. There's a huge statue of him there. There's, when you go to the church, which we will, there's a church there, Church of Good Shepherd. And actually, the motif is guns. Probably the only place in the world decorated in a church with guns. in the stained glass windows and in the masonry and all that.
You know, I can't think of anywhere else that has that, Mike. Mike McGarry, my guest on Spotlight Connecticut this hour, talking about the Hartford Blooms. It's his special tour that he does every year. This is his 10th year doing it. And if you haven't been able to figure out yet, and there's more to come, he talks about a whole lot going on in Hartford, from Parkville to the Historic Cemeteries Tour to Coltsville. He's doing Coltsville twice. He was just talking about Coltsville, the ability to go up the iconic Colt Dome. So this isn't just about going on a garden tour necessarily and seeing flowers. That's part of it, right? But you're learning about Hartford. And if you'd like to learn more, it is not hard to do. Mike has a personal number. Call him directly. This is no office, nothing like that. And if you get his voicemail, he will return your call, 860-422-7937. If you're interested in learning more about one of these tours, if you're interested in the tickets, they're $25. Just call 860-422-7937 and Mike will help you out. Or email, although he doesn't prefer email that much, but it is an option. MikeM1944@AOL.com. MikeM1944@AOL.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll be back on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan. Just to reiterate, if you're just joining us on WTIC at Spotlight Connecticut, Mike McGarry, our guest throughout the hour, we'll hear from him in a little bit again, talking about Hartford Blooms, the 10th anniversary of the garden tours going on now through June 9th. He has a number of those coming up this week, And you can take part. The tickets are $25 a piece. If you'd like more information, all you've got to do is get in touch with Mike. He wants us to, he wants you to have his personal number. And that is 860-422-7937. It's an old school landline, you know. He's a great guy, and you'll leave him a message. And whenever he gets home and he gets it, he'll call you. That's just the way he rolls. 860-422-7937 or also MikeM1944@AOL.com, but he does not prefer email. He wants to do phone. But that email is MikeM1944@AOL.com. Mike McGarry, who is on the Board of Assessment Appeals in Hartford, he is also, when it's mayoral time, he runs as the Republican mayoral candidate, although that, as he realizes, is a losing job in Hartford, but somebody has to do it, so he does it. And he also does the Hartford Blooms Tour every spring, and we'll continue talking with him all about that a little bit and a little later this hour. But I do want to address a question that I've been getting a lot in the last day, and that question is, Morgan, what was it like? What are your thoughts on being there in Stamford Superior Court observing the sentencing process for Michelle Traconis in the 2019 Jennifer Dulos disappearance missing mom case? You know, I will be very honest. It was a brutal day. It was an emotional day. And there I am as an observer, somebody that has no stake in the game whatsoever. I'm not rooting for one side or the other. There are obviously people there in the courtroom that do have a bias, that do have an outcome that they want to see. But what I will say is that there is no winner. In court, usually there is a winner and there's a loser. And that might vary, of course, depending on your sense of winning and losing. But at the end of the day, after a trial that lasted 6-7 weeks, a sentencing process that with breaks lasted about 6 hours yesterday, Friday, a case that has been under investigation for 5 years and continues to be, there is no answer as to what truly happened to Jennifer. We can have our inferences about what happened. We know what the state believes happened on May 24th, 2019, that Jennifer was attacked and assaulted in her garage on Wells Lane in New Canaan. But the reality is that we don't have her body, that we don't have clear answers as to what transpired on that day. And it's not clear if those answers will ever come or if they'll come anytime soon. And you have both families that are looking for answers and for different reasons. But of course, to get that closure to Jennifer's 5 children, who I saw yesterday in court, who I observed give victim impact statements, who talked about no longer having their mother. And again, as a neutral observer just watching this, still your heart breaks for everybody involved in this case, in this situation. And one thing that I said was definitely true earlier this year during the whole process in which she was convicted and found guilty during the trial. This is not a TV show. This is not a movie. This is real life that you're watching. And many of us don't get the opportunity to sit in on a courtroom situation quite like this. Some people get called to be on a jury, but in many instances, those jury cases are not as high profile or as controversial or as gory as the one that we dealt with in this particular case. And there are real lives at stake on both sides. Real lives that are impacted by decisions that have been made over the last few years. And so just being there in court and watching that unfold and know that this is not Matlock or a show like that, that this is, in fact, real life, that you're watching real people that you can't truly empathize with, but yet you feel a level of pain for them based on what they're going through. It is a pretty brutal experience, but one that has legal ramifications and also ramifications for domestic violence, not just in Connecticut, but in our country and around the world, and just being aware of relationships that might have that potential outcome and how to deal with that. Of course, there's Interval House in Hartford and plenty of resources out there for domestic violence, but that is something that we hear echoed a lot when talking about the Jennifer Dulos story, and I just wanted to make sure I highlighted that in our little conversation now about it. But for people that are wondering what was it like to be there, yeah, it was a pretty rough, raw, and emotional day. I'm Morgan Cunningham. You can find me on social media at MC News Talk. We will continue with Spotlight Connecticut and Mike McGarry in a moment. Again, find me on socials at MC News Talk.
WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
Morgan Cunningham on WTIC.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Our friends, the Casey Sisters, the Avon Girl Group, they will be on the show next Saturday afternoon talking about their new album, just in time for summer. It's called Cool Summer. And the title track has already been released, as well as a music video that was shot in October. And so they were a little chilled doing it, but you can find it all and the song on YouTube. Cool Summer by the KC Sisters. That's the letters K and C. And they'll join me next week. And yeah, I think that we will, in fact, play some music on the show. Ooh, I'll be daring. All right, getting back to the topic at hand, the Hartford Blooms Garden Tour's 10th anniversary, our chat with Mike McGarry. Mike, is Mayor the new mayor of Hartford, Arun Anarulampalam, is the mayor involved in this at all?
Yeah, I've gone over all of them with him. He's actually put some of them, has helped tell people about some of the tours. And I hope he has a time to come along. He's an awful busy guy. I am going to do, though, at one point, not with this tour, but at one point I'm going to take, since I'm on also flood control, I'm the chairman of flood control. And by the way, one of my tours, it'll be over by the time we have this on the air, but I do take a tour along the river. I'll be doing that again in the fall, where you can go along the river and I talk about the flood control.
Right, because this happened on Saturday morning, this morning. So, yes, you know, yeah, it's toast. It's
out.
In the past.
As a matter of fact, I had to get a larger bus for that tour.
Oh, yeah? That much demand for it?
Oh, tremendous demand, yeah. There's so many interesting things about along the river. The wonderful Lincoln Sculpture Walk, the views you get from Mount Trashmore. Now, I'm proud of this. Are you ready? I'm the one that named the closed landfill. It doesn't stink or anything. It's closed. Buried and covered and all that. I'm the one that called it Mount Trashmore. And it's not officially named Mount Trashmore, but just about everybody calls it.
Now everybody's calling it that?
Mount Trashmore.
Oh, goodness.
You can see from the top of that. Remember,
It's true.
Yeah, the river is sea level, so you're 80, 90 feet up. And you can see Mount Tom, the Hanging Hills of Meriden, Hugh Blind Tower. Of course, downtown, the Fuller Brush Building.
It's got some height to it.
People like that.
And when you're up in the sky, like if you're flying or something, I've seen it before up there, too.
Yeah.
Stands out.
Crazy bend in the river. Yeah, there's that bend in the river that you can only see from either a plane or from the top of the landfill. Even the downtown buildings don't quite get it because the landfill's in the way of the curve. But it's a pretty terrific, and we have a new park coming. You know about that, I think.
I do.
A brand new park being built on the other side of the landfill by Riverfront Recapture. Boy, that's going to be something.
And one of these events, Mike, is going to deal with Hartford Taste, or at least it'll stop by Hartford Taste.
I try to stress new things being done in the city. We're going to go down to Pratt Street about 11:30. It's a morning tour, 10 a.m. to 12. The new Hartford flavor is about to open. The very large cocktail lounge looks like the gay 90s. That's really terrific. And they're going to be just about open, if not open. We're going to have a reception there till 12 o'clock. And then, lo and behold, Taste of Hartford starts. That tour will be extended by an hour. Normally, it's a two-hour tour. But with a Taste of Hartford, we'll add that hour for the taste. So coming to Taste of Hartford, not worry about parking. Be right in the heart of it to start. Before it gets really busy at noon, people can walk all around for a good hour and hop on a bus and go back to where we park. And I arranged with the Cathedral of St. Joseph, I'm involved in Knights of Columbus, to have all the parking at the Cathedral of St. Joseph, 809 Asylum. So if anybody, they get free parking, and there's a guard while we're doing the walk, you know, hop on the bus, the guard keeps an eye on the cars, so very safe. And then, of course, you can be part of the Taste of Hartford, which is going to be quite an operation. As you probably know, it used to be in Constitution Plaza last couple of years. Now they're moving it down to Pratt Street
right.
in Trumbull.
That's a great location for it.
Yeah, it is. And let's be brutally honest here. If you have to use the facility, wouldn't you prefer to go into a restaurant rather than a porta potty? Let's be honest.
Sure, sure.
And also, if it's warm or uncomfortable at all, you can go into an air-conditioned restaurant.
There are some horrifying stories that can come out of going into a porta potty in a moment like that. Ouch. Ouch.
But anyway, and then once you get to know the city more, a lot of people are a little afraid of the city. Well, there's vast areas in the city. They're safe as anywhere. The West End of Hartford is a wonderful, beautiful place, and I'll be driving through some of those streets. You go up and down those streets, Kenyon, Oxford, Scarborough, Prospect, and you just...
Prospect's beautiful.
I had a busload one time from Willimantic, a senior busload. I do that. I do take senior busloads around. And we're taking him down one of those tree-lined streets. And this one of them said, "This can't be Hartford." I said, "Why do you say that?" "Well, all I ever see on TV is, well, that's just because there are no troubles."
Well, the scary stuff.
Yeah, there's very few troubles. Of course, you got to be careful, like any place in the world these days. But Hartford, you got the seminary, you got the law school, you've got nice little some shops. There's all going to be a lot of work on Farmington Avenue coming. You've got Asylum and all the CPTV, and you've got the river that goes through there, and on and on and on. The Connecticut Historical Society is there. You can really have a wonderful time. Now, you probably don't know this because it's not well advertised. There's the Wallace Stevens Walk that starts at the Hartford and goes up the Morningside Drive. It's 13 statues of How to See a Blackbird by Wallace Stevens.
I've never seen that. Don't know about it.
Well, when you're going up Asylum, you'll see these. They look like tombstones. I hate to use the word, but they're grand monuments, and better than tombstones, I guess. As you're coming up on the right-hand side, you'll see them, and each one's a stanza. I'll talk about crazy ideas that I had. When I was on council, they asked me to be a member of the Wallace Stevens Society. Well, quite frankly, I have never been much into poetry. I said, sure. They were talking about building a statue. And I said, look, we got plenty of statues all over the city. Someday I'll do a statue tour. So we don't need a statue. Maybe you ought to do something that people can see as they walk the walk. Wallace Stevens used to walk from way up there in the West End, I think about a mile and a half, all the way down to the Hartford. And he was kind of a grumpy old guy, they say. But anyway, he would walk and think of poems. Is that correct, right? Whatever. He would compose poems on the way to the Hartford and then walk back. And very seldom did he ever get a ride. In really terrible weather he did once in a while, or I think if he had cold or something. But generally, almost every day of the year, he would walk. Very tall guy, a heavy overcoat in the winter, you know. And he'd walk along all by himself, not saying anybody, and he would write these poems. People say in poetry that he is equivalent to Mark Twain in prose. Now, I have a hard time with his poetry. It's very difficult. But The 13 Ways to See a Blackbird is understandable. So someday you got nothing better to do. You park your car somewhere in Sound Hill, the West End, and you go up and down and just go from one to the other. but also look at the neighborhood. When you go across the little bridge right near Connecticut Historical Society, there's a little bridge, and you can see the Little Park River, the north branch of the Park River, the Little Park. And it's, again, if you don't look to the right or the left, look at the river, you'd think you were in the Adirondacks. So that, you know, there's all kinds of these things that I make as part of my tours. I point out to people, and I encourage them to do it. We have a booklet. The booklet will be available online where people can see a lot of these things I'm talking about. We make a little booklet up. It'll be HartfordPublications.com.
HartfordPublications.com, right? Hartford Publications, yeah, with the S?
Yeah, HartfordPublications.com. You'll see the booklet. It'll also be on our website, HartfordBlooms.net. But HartfordPublications.com is a good one because there's other things you might be interested on that from the Hartford News and some other things.
He's Mike McGarry. I'm Morgan Cunningham. Mike, I do want to say thank you for coming on. I just want to do a little recap here because we are running out of time. Mike, who is on the Hartford Board of Assessment Appeals, he is also, from time to time, the Republican mayor, or mayoral candidate, I should say. And he is the Hartford Blooms guy. Takes people on tours of Hartford. And as you can hear him talk about, there's so much undiscovered stuff in Hartford that I didn't quite know about, that you probably didn't know about. And if you go on one of these tours, you'll learn more. So looking ahead, we see that Sunday, that's tomorrow from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, Parkville tour. And then on Wednesday, June 5th, you can go through Hartford's historic cemeteries from 10 in the morning until 2 p.m. That Parkville tour, by the way, from 2 to 4 p.m. Thursday, you could go through Coltsville. That's one of two opportunities to go through Coltsville from 10 in the morning until noon this coming Thursday. Next Saturday, all around town, including Elizabeth Park, which will be beautiful, from 10 in the morning until 12 noon. On Saturday, June 8th, afternoon session with Coltsville. And again, go up to that Colt Dome, 2 to 4 p.m. And Sunday, the Mystery Tour, Sunday, June 9th, 2 to 4 p.m. Contact Mike McGarry for all your information and everything you could possibly need, including those $25 tickets, 860-422-7937. And as I get ready for the big show tonight with Paul Anka, Mohegan Sun Arena, 8 o'clock tonight, I'll be there, will you? I expect to hear this, Esso Besso, That Kiss. Back with the KC Sisters next week. Bye.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.